There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I'm getting tons of emails and texts on what's been going on at UCLA Medical Center, and I just want to, again, reinforce like what I said in the previous hour. This quote-unquote superbug outbreak that they're talking about at UCLA Medical Center is far smaller than other hospitals have been dealing with throughout the last couple years, okay? It's just this made a lot of national news because it's Ronald Reagan Medical Center, okay? And any, you know, patients possibly being exposed to something should have, you know, notification and should have some sort of, I don't know what the word for it is, but transparency so people know something is going on, it's getting checked, etc. Now, the latest we have on that is 7 patients from a California hospital are being treated with carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter infection. And like I said in the first hour, Enterobacter is a group of bacteria, very common bacteria to become a superbug, a bug, a bacteria that can resist some of the finest antibiotics we have out there. Unfortunately, these groups of bacteria are also seeming to be resistant to certain sterilization procedures. And so we're finding now that I think even the FDA has gotten involved, saying they are going to now, issue device safety alerts on the type of scope being used by this hospital system. So right now, the hospital system says 7 patients have been infected with this potentially deadly drug-resistant strain of bacteria, and more than 100 have been exposed to it, about 179 between October and January. They believe the bug might have contributed to the death of 2 patients. So the FDA, okay, has issued a warning, and they wanted to raise awareness among healthcare professionals that this complex design of the device, all right, and the device, the endoscope was used for ERCP, which is endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography, better known as ERCP. What it does is it uses endoscopy or fluoroscopy to look in the biliary and pancreatic ductal systems. A very, very important test, I might add, all right, considering we just lost my mother-in-law to a cancer of this type. And many times we can't pick up these cancers very easily on CAT scan or abdominal ultrasound. So we use these very finely tuned endoscopes. Now, some of you have asked me if what's going on in California is similar to what happened in Las Vegas years ago with the quote-unquote hepatitis clinic. The answer to that is a resounding no. This has nothing to do with that. Very, very dissimilar. The only similarity was the discussion of proper sterilization technique of instruments. So, all right, so back in, I believe it was 2006, one of the clinics, apparently one of the nurse anesthetists had injected anesthesia using a same syringe. Not really the needle. Well, the needle was stuck in the medicine bottle, we believe, and then the syringe part was injected into the port and then plunged back into the medicine and then drawn up for the next patient. Technique I used to see 20 some years ago anesthesiologists used. Now they don't do that anymore. And this should have never been done on patients with only a hand port. It used to be done on IV tubing, but nothing that I was personally trained to do, but it was stuff that, you know, had been a very common practice because it wasn't touching the patients. Unfortunately, a hand port, there's a little bit of blood left, caught onto the syringe, got plunged possibly into the propofol, and the propofol was a multi-dose vial, not a single-dose vial, infected a bunch of people with hepatitis. Okay, and then there was also an issue that a lot of the equipment might not have had proper sterilization because it soaked for too little a time. And without proper sterilization and cleaning, patients could have also been exposed to bacteria and other sorts of infections from that. But that didn't get as much publicity as the hepatitis, which did cause the death of at least one patient and multiple other cases of hepatitis that we had found. So what is happening here at UCLA is something that actually is happening throughout the country, where people in the hospital are coming down with this superbug, this carbapenem-resistant enterobacter. All right? And it sounds like there have been more that have died from this particular bacteria at other facilities. However, all right, it is our job to not allow outbreaks to exist. I mean, as doctors, we don't want any outbreaks to occur. We also don't want anybody coming into the hospital sick and vulnerable to get these superbugs. Unfortunately, they're the ones at risk, not healthy people. So healthy people walking into the hospital visiting somebody will not get these CREs as of now. So when these CREs are resistant to a lot of antibiotics, there's not a lot that could treat it. And if this decides to, you know, infect people outside hospitals, that could be some pretty serious. 50% of people die that get these hospital-acquired infections. They get them from catheters, IV lines, other devices, etc. So the endoscope is not something simple that you could just throw into an autoclave and cook. These things have to be soaked. And they get soaked and soaked, and you hope that the soaking gets into all the little crevices and the brushing and the different techniques that they have. And the manufacturers are supposed to give very distinct instructions and descriptive instructions on how to clean. All right? And, you know, the hospitals that have been affected by endoscopy-related CRE outbreaks, these are ones that are very well-accredited hospitals, and they are using sterilization procedures recommended by the manufacturer. However, it sounds like everybody is starting to upgrade their sterilization procedures. Maybe we soak them longer. Maybe we use autoclave-safe tubing. I mean, you know, the autoclave has to be up at a very, very high temperature, and some of the, you know, the tubing can't withstand that. So, you know, we'll find out more about what's been happening in terms of the sterilization procedures, but this is nothing new. This is what we've been dealing with hospitals for a while.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Early this morning, Uno writes, my 76-year-old mother is going in for a hysterectomy due to a mass they found last week. She has diabetes. What should I be concerned about? How do I protect her from superbug infections in the hospital? By the way, I love the name Uno. That is, like, really, really cool. You know, like, and I'm numero uno. I like that. Nice name. Here's the thing. If you don't want your mom to get a superbug, okay, I would recommend get her out of the hospital as quickly as she is able to get out of the hospital. Now, a lot of hysterectomies are done outpatient, but my guess is because she has diabetes and she's older, they're going to probably want to keep her and watch her. All right? I also, you know, probably foresee her temporarily getting a catheter and getting a catheterization for the bladder, all right, because, you know, while the surgery is being done, you know, if she has to urinate, pee, et cetera. And she has diabetes. So, you know, you're right to be concerned. You are. You know, I mean, these facilities that are getting these bacterial outbreaks and these superbug outbreaks are really good accredited facilities that do things right. we keep thinking that man is in control, that man thinks and God links. Man works and busts his butt thinking he's the one that has control and God links. It's an old Yiddish saying, God's up there laughing. Nature is in control, okay? Nature, God, whatever you believe in, okay? And so you could have the nurse using all the universal precautions that she is, but she's not in a sterilized chamber when she's taking care of your mom. All right. When you go to visit your mom, you're going and they're visiting. Yeah, maybe you could wear a gown. Maybe you could wash your hands. Maybe you could put gloves on, but you are not 100% sterile. You have bacteria on you. All right. And I'm not saying don't visit your mom. Visit her for crying out loud. But we could really, really get paranoid about how to get these bugs. But, you know, if you ever look at these electron microscopy, you know, videos of how these bugs get transmitted and et cetera, I am not surprised that there are people out there, OCD, and I wouldn't even call them OCD, I'd probably call them smart, about not getting infections. You know, you see a sneeze, you see a toilet flush, that's pretty scary stuff, all right, on how far these bugs exude out. You know, when you look at what's on the mouse or what's on your smartphone, et cetera. And so hospitals clean, and the hospitals have a distinct smell of being clean. And, you know, I see the nurses at work, and God bless them for what they do. But these bugs are around, and if these bugs are around, they're going to latch on when they have an opportunity. So I would probably say, number one, pray, all right? I mean, it's scary how these things could, you know, find their ways and, you know, through the cracks and crevices and be able to land and then unfortunately cause the death of somebody. So first I would say to pray, all right? But that's just me. All right? Second, make sure your mom is going in as strong as she can. If she has any underlying anemia, let's get that anemia fixed. If her blood sugar is way out of control, let's get her blood sugar in control. Now, it's tough because they found a mass. So she now has to go in and get, you know, you don't have, you know, a year to get her diabetes under control. But my recommendation is make sure she's going in as healthy as she can. You know, if the kidneys or the liver haven't been looked at, make sure they get looked at because some of these medications that she may have to be on could be pretty caustic to the kidneys. We want to know that she doesn't have a low kidney function. With diabetes, they could. We want to make sure they don't have a low kidney function such that if she does need to be on something heavy, she can handle it. All right? If many of you guys are starting to hit the steroids, all right, like hit allergy shots, etc., I would not get an allergy shot, a big rip-roaring steroid shot, right before you go into surgery or go into a hospital. All right, allergy medications, there's other ones out there, and there's other ways you could get, like, some localized steroids up into the sinuses, et cetera, but I would probably avoid any big rip-roaring shot, those kinds of things, okay? Make sure when you visit her, you're, you know, clean hands, et cetera. You know, sometimes family members like to camp out, and they say, yeah, I saw the nurse not wash her hands, and I told the nurse to wash her hands, yeah, you know, okay. You know, be careful, too, all right? Sometimes you're being there. Even though you are your best advocate for your family member, but sometimes your being there could shake people up and distract them a little bit. And so when you start to make nurses or other doctors nervous, they, even though they shouldn't be, I mean, I should be able to, you know, revive somebody in the middle of an ambulance or, you know, I mean, God bless our wartime medics and what they're able to do. You know, they're trying to dodge gunfire and bombs, et cetera, while, you know, taking care of our soldiers. But the blessed people that they are. But, you know, you could sometimes rattle them. So, for example, if these nurses have given injections, okay, as a routine, they walk in, they wash their hands, they go over, they unpackage the syringe. They whatever. Okay. All right. Well, I've seen where somebody starts to stop the nurse and go, what are you giving them? And I understand that because I've seen, you know, staff give wrong medicines. Okay. I'm giving him his dexamethasone. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, how much are you giving? Okay. Well, now the needle is open. Okay. And she's turning to talk to you. And the needle is open. That needle should have been immediately put into the vial, the sterile needle to suck up the medicine. All right. And then capped or brought right over. We don't really like to recap needles, but brought right over, or needle actually thrown out, new needle applied, and then put into, you know, then to be injected into the tubing. There's a process that these nurses do, and they've been doing them millions and millions of times. You stop and go, what are you doing? What's going on here? What are you doing? They stop and talk. Don't. Okay? It's before they start to draw things up. All right, before they start to open up something sterile, you ask all your questions there. Then, once you're comfortable with what's going on or whatever, stand back, butt out, and let them do their routine. Okay? Oh, wait a second. Before you do that, can you do this real quick? So they walk over to the patient, then they come back. Okay, but remember, they just washed their hands. They had a routine. I really can't stress the fact that sometimes interrupting a nurse's flow can unfortunately cause more harm than not. All right? Let them do what they do. Okay? You have every right to double check their work, absolutely, but be careful. All right? Just, you know, how you do it. Good luck with your mom, Uno. Keep me posted on what happens. And these carbapenem resistant Enterobacter infections, or these MRSA infections, etc. These things are very rare. Okay? All right? When you hear of two people at one hospital, like UCLA, two people have died, seven people possibly infected, we're talking about UCLA Medical Center. Now, that's a lot of numbers, too. Nobody wants two people dying anywhere. But we're talking about UCLA Medical Center. All right? That's huge. That is a huge... I mean, how many thousands of patients go in and out of that place per day? All right? So it's rare. I don't want you to think just because you're going to have a procedure, you're going to get a nasty bug. One of you had asked me, earlier on how do they know which bacteria to use against a superbug. What they do is, let's say you have a fever, let's say you have issues, and they decide to do a culture. What they do is something called a culture and sensitivity. So what they do is, if they're doing a blood culture, or they're doing a urine culture, or they're doing a throat culture, or a lung culture, a sputum culture, etc., all right, wound culture, when they test it, they also test what is sensitive to which antibiotic. That's how they find out it's methicillin resistant or carbapenem resistant, etc. So what happens is they grow it out, and then they see what happens with the antibiotics. And they could see which got killed with the antibiotics and which didn't. Remember those little baby discs we used to use in microbiology? So you throw those discs down in there, and then you see, which, I mean, there's other ways they could do it too. But then whatever comes back showing, well, this is sensitive, then they're like, okay, well, we'll try this antibiotic. We'll try maybe rifampin, or we'll try Bactrim, et cetera, for the MRSA, that kind of thing. So, because some of you are trying to look online which antibiotics can be used, and should that be recommended for somebody about to get CRE? You won't know. CRE is just not one bacteria. It's a group of bacteria. So they have to find out what type of bacteria it is. Is it E. coli, Klebsiella, et cetera? And then they find out what it's sensitive to, okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can also email us at drdahlia.com, our website. Maria writes, Doctor, we received a discharge letter from our physician and have no idea why we received this. It does not give a reason. Isn't he required to tell us? Without a reason, I could see why some would consider discrimination. And she kind of goes off to say how her last visit went. It was on, and I don't want to go into that. I just want to stop here for this point, because we were talking about this Michigan doctor who allegedly refused to see a child because the parents were lesbian. And again, I have no idea if we're getting the full story, because, I mean, that just doesn't sound like something a doctor, I mean, especially a pediatrician. I mean, you know, pediatricians are known to take care of kids no matter what the circumstances are. Boogery, stinky, parents being mean, etc. You know, so, okay, you get discharged from your doctor's office. The discharge letter does not have to go into a reason. Okay, in fact, I wouldn't advise a doctor to put a reason because I think it violates your privacy. So, for example, let's say you are a diabetic patient that does not want to test your blood sugar and does not want to take your medication regularly, okay? And you can have a variety of reasons for that. Trust me, I wouldn't like to be pricking my finger all the time either, so I get it. But let's say this doctor is now liable, all right? He is your doctor. His license is on the line. His malpractice is on the line. If you unfortunately go into a diabetic coma or you unfortunately get a diabetic foot ulcer or you go blind from diabetic retinopathy, etc., and he decides to let you go and discharge you, okay? Trust me, you want a form letter, okay? You do not want a letter that goes into so much detail about, let's say, you didn't do what I told you, you're non-compliant, you don't want anything like that. You don't want anything like that going on your record that you are not a non-compliant patient. Because remember, you need to see another doctor. And you need to go to that other doctor. You know, patients get so gosh darn mad at what doctors put on their charts because it could be insulting. It could be damning. It could be incriminating. And so you want to go to another doctor as a clean slate. Well, trust me, that discharge letter is on top of the chart of records. I usually don't like to give that to other doctors. I usually like to let people have a second chance, okay? You know, so I'll send the office notes and the medical, you know, et cetera, you know, because, again, I don't want some of these patients to, you know, not be able to see a doctor at all just because they kind of, you know, violated, you know, my policy or was rude to me, et cetera, or rude to my staff, et cetera. And, yeah, I would like to warn the other doctors, but I don't think that's our job to sit there and warn other doctors. Our job is to make sure that the patient gets in with somebody that they can see. And that's usually what I tell them when I verbally discharge them. When I verbally, like, for example, I have a patient who goes, look, I can't come in during the week, and you're only open a few hours on Saturday. And I'm only available Saturday afternoon, so I cannot come in for blood work. I cannot take my medications. I cannot come in for follow-up. You just have to give me a year's prescription now. I'm like, you know what? This probably isn't the best place for you. You need somebody managing your diabetes or your high cholesterol, your high blood pressure better. So you need to find a doctor that is then more available than I am. And if you're not available Saturday mornings or the rest of the week and you're only available on Sundays, I don't want to take your money here because you need to find a doctor that works with your schedule. Now, I don't know where the hell they're going to find a doctor that can see them on Sundays because barely do doctors do what I do, seeing people on Saturdays. But I tell them, I go, this probably isn't the right place because, you know, I'm just not a pen dispenser for medicine. And that's how I discharge them. So you don't want a doctor to go into detail. This person never listened to me. He didn't want to pay his bill. You don't want that kind of stuff going to another doctor, you know? And so I would say a letter that says, you know, unfortunately, us at Smith Medical Clinic or whatever can no longer provide medical services for the next 20 days or 30 days. We'll see you for an appointment, et cetera, and, or emergencies. And, you know, we'll give you your medical records at whatever normal, you know, state statute rate we're allowed to give them, et cetera, whatever. Or we'll send them to your other doctor for free, whatever, that kind of thing. Every state, though, has their own rules. So there may be a state out there where the doctor does have to give a reason. Okay, where the doctor does have to say, look, you know, it's because of X, Y, and Z. And I think it would be helpful to know why, but most of my patients, they have a pretty damn good understanding as to why. You cussed at my staff. You were demanding because you wanted more narcotics when that's not what we do. You are no-showing constantly for your... You know, most of our patients understand. They know why. If you have absolutely no idea, no idea whatsoever, you could try to sit down with the doctor and find out. Sometimes these discharge letters have nothing to do with you personally and shouldn't be taken personal. Sometimes it could just be that they are no longer taking patients of your insurance. usually the letter will say something like that, but they may just have a basic form letter that they use. So it could be something of that effect, all right? Maybe it could be that they are trying to now downsize their clinic. They're trying to downsize their clinic. They don't want to, you know, see as many people, and they have to start limiting. You know, the idea of doctors cherry-picking patients is a very difficult one for a lot of us to swallow. But it happens to a lot of the doctors that, you know, are more seasoned, that have been out there many more decades. You know, they only have X amount of hours to see patients. And once the practice gets that full, they are going to pick the patients they want to see. Let's say they're really good at diabetes. So they'll probably do that and not handle the seizure patients. Or they'll probably see the non-HMO or whatever. And doctors have that right. There's very little rights that that doctors have. Okay, they can't choose. They have no control over how they get paid. They have no control if they're going to get paid. They have to see you for free and hope to God that an insurance company or you pays them. You know, they don't have a lot of control. They definitely don't have a lot of control with Obamacare. But the one thing that they have, the only thing they have, and doctors hold this very dear, is they could refuse service to anyone. But still, not like any other place. Okay, even if we want to refuse service to you, we are still bound by our state laws to still give emergency care. I've had to talk many times to my medical board going, look, I had somebody who was threatening. Now, I don't want to be in trouble for abandonment issues, but I really don't want this man to step foot on my property. So what we do is we collectively kind of figure out, okay, well, then maybe what we'll do is we'll give him enough medicine so that he doesn't hopefully have an emergency in the next. But it's a scary, scary time for even us doctors. I want to be able to kick you out and you know, provide safety to my staff. But unfortunately, certain state laws demand that there is a transition period and we're still your doctor. And that could be very scary for somebody who thinks somebody is a threat. Now, no medical board will say you have to see a threat. But if there's no proof or documentation, anybody could say anything. Yeah, Dr. Smith kicked me out of here because I'm white or I'm black or I'm Hispanic or whatever. So if you get a discharge letter, that's a form letter. I would not start calling discriminatory attorneys. Okay? I wouldn't start doing that because I don't know if you would have much of a case. However, if you were told that he can't see you because he doesn't like, I don't know, women or whatever, then that's, you know. Now, one of you had asked me about if a doctor that doesn't do gynecological exams or see women, is that discriminatory? Not exactly. They don't do gyne exams and they want to refer you to gynecology. That's not discrimination. That means they're not practicing a certain, you know, I wish when you guys look for discrimination that it's true discrimination that you are going to combat and fight and that makes the world a better place. But do not try to find discrimination of something that may not be, like you're being discharged from a doctor. Okay? 1-877 Dr. Allen, we're back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, very, very good news for the economy. Walmart Stores is going to spend more than $1 billion to increase pay for 500,000 workers that they employ. This is huge. Very, very smart, by the way. Very, very smart campaign for Walmart. Anytime Walmart can get into the news, they should. But Walmart announced it will raise the baseline wage of its current store employees to $10 per hour. First, they're going to be raised to $9 an hour in April, and then by next year, $10 an hour. The decision follows similar moves by other major retailers like Gap and IKEA, but because Walmart is so huge, it has 1.4 million employees. For them to take a third of those employees and do that, I don't know how they decide who gets that. Maybe the ones that are making less, obviously. It's huge, okay? I guess on a quarterly earnings call aligned with the announcement, Doug McMillon, the company's CEO, said raising wages is going to be good for both employees and customers. He said, overall, these are strategic investments in our people to reignite the sense of ownership they have in our stores. As a result, we firmly believe that our customers will benefit from a better store experience, which can drive higher sales and returns for our shareholders over time. You know, I have to admit, I've never seen an unhappy Walmart employee. I really haven't. I mean, I've had people gripe and mean to me in a variety of different centers, but I really don't see that at our Target, Walmart or Target. They're usually really nice, but also maybe it's because they see me in there every other day. Oh, man, that's Dolly again. No, the douche is not on sale. Sorry. All right, well, you'll tell me when it is. Yeah, how do I find a coupon? Look on your Walmart app. All right, thank you. According to Walmart spokesman, the new wage floors will apply. By a wage floor, it means the lowest the wage would be, will apply to current employees. New hires next year will be earning at least $9, but will be bumped to about $10 an hour after roughly 6 months of training. Now, apparently, Walmart had to do this because they had been getting a lot of criticism as being a low-wage employer. In particular, I guess they've been in battle with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. All right, and labor groups have organized high-profile worker strikes to coincide with their Black Friday shopping events, etc. Now, what does this mean for you and I? Well, right now, the federal minimum wage, as we see, is probably going to change, okay? Apparently, it's been $7.25 per hour. Democrats want to hike the wage floor to $10.10 per hour, tying it to an inflation index. Okay, where I foresee minimum wage rising is because whether the government does it or not, the states are probably going to. You're going to have people voting that in. It's a very, very popular notion by the average worker to have minimum wage increase. Where it's not popular are the employers that are looking at, well, if we're going to be raising close to $3 an hour, all right, $3 an hour per employee, we have to figure out what to do with our bottom line. Now, if Walmart, okay, so let's say, and again, I'm not an economist, but let's say Walmart has a budget for, advertising and, PR, et cetera. And I'm a huge fan of Walmart because they have grants that I've been able to apply to for certain charities, in town, and they've been, very, very supportive of community charity. So I'm a huge fan of what they do. But let's say Walmart has X amount of money in their budget for PR, advertising, etc. If this gives them the PR boost that they need, then they could transfer some of that PR advertising budget to the employees, which I think is really, really smart. All right? I mean, I think that's brilliant. It helps people all the way around. Unfortunately, a lot of, the regular consumer has absolutely no idea what a Walmart employee pays. So with the exception of this story, it would have to be, from a public relations standpoint, continually hammered in. All right? But happy employees make a happy business. The only thing is how happy are they going to be if the minimum wage gets put up to $10.10 per hour? Now Walmart looks like they're under. I don't know how the economy would take this, all right? Minimum wages need to rise. I am definitely for minimum wages increasing with inflation. I think that makes sense. But I'm also for things done gradually. I don't know if a $3 bump per hour in a lot of states is going to be something an employer could take. It sounds like only $3, but we're talking per 8-hour shift. If we're talking $24 a day, and you have 100 employees, $2,400 a day, that's about, what, 10,000, 40,000? Would that equate to 40,000 a month? Am I doing the math right? I mean, 40,000 a month. That's a lot. All right? That is a hell of a lot. All right. Now, for me, us small business owners, already all our employees are making more than that. So I don't have to worry about that. For us, you know, those of us that, you know, are already paying beyond that, you're probably not going to see much of a change. It may incite employers to give more because they're like, well, now rather than you making $5 or $6 above minimum wage, you know, you're only making a few dollars above minimum wage. We may have to get our act together. But it all depends on how the rest of the economy handles it. If Walmart starts to increase their prices to handle that, if we're going to be now paying more for milk or soda pop, et cetera, and I've noticed the prices go up. Trust me, I shop at Walmart all the time. I've noticed prices. Now, again, that could just be inflation, but then less people are going to go shopping there. And if less people are going to go shopping there, then maybe they don't need as many employees. So you may be getting more money, but you may also be out of a job. So it'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. Obviously, the more people make, the more of an opportunity they have then to spend on other things, okay, which would be really, really nice, okay? They could then, you know, spend it on food, spend it on groceries, et cetera. That all helps the economy. I just don't know how employers are going to handle it in terms of the number of employees. If having 100 employees is going to cost them $40,000 a month, then maybe they're going to try to see if they could do well, you know, good enough with 80 employees or 75 employees. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. Carnegie Mellon accidentally, the Carnegie Mellon University accidentally sent out nearly 800 acceptance letters to prospective graduate students Monday who were not really admitted to the school. Wow. That's where you hold on to everything in writing. Kenneth Walters, a university spokesman, said the welcome messages were a result of serious mistakes in the university process for generating such letters, and now they are conducting a review to find out who did this and what happened. So now the university sent a follow-up email to the rejected students going, sorry, the system incorrectly flagged applicants. They go, we understand the disappointment created by this mistake, deeply apologize to the applicants for this miscommunication. Now, remember, Carnegie Mellon is one of the top computer science graduate schools in the country, next to MIT, Stanford, UC Berkeley, etc., according to U.S. News & World Report. And so, you know, telling people that they got in, oh my gosh, I mean, and then all of a sudden, oops, my bad. Apparently, usually they accept less than 9% of 1,200 applicants into their master's program. So Ben Leibowitz, he got a letter. He's like, yay, he was doing the dance. And then when the university backtracked, he was like, no, it was brutal. He was upset. And he's now he has to call his relatives, et cetera. Oh, I remember when I got accepted to medical school. I had a P.O. box near the university because I kept, moving apartments whenever our lease was up. And, you know, when you're a student, you know, you just live where you could afford. I'd be a roommate here, I'd be a roommate there, so I had a P.O. box. And it was a P.O. box right across from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. I think the post office is still there, and I go into the P.O. box, and it's a registered letter. So I have to go up to the lady up front to get my letter. And she gives it to me, and I go, oh, this is from the medical school, UNR. She's like, well, open it. And everybody came like, and I go, oh, I got it to medical school, yay! I was like, ah, man, and we were doing the dance, and somebody goes, excuse me, can I, you know, move in line? But gosh, raining on my parade. But I still got a lot of high fives. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.